Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A school district in Pennsylvania created a harmful policy that will ultimately require so-called transition plans for gender-confused students using taxpayer funds and no parental consent or knowledge. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this school is in Haverton, Pennsylvania. The district is actually called Haverford Township, and it has a harmful policy that actually permits school staff to facilitate so-called transition plans for gender-confused students using taxpayer funds and with no parental consent. Policy 259 was adopted by the school board in 2017. Liberty Counsel has sent a letter to the school notifying the school regarding the problems with this particular law. Matt, this is absolutely unreal. Here you can't give an aspirin to a student without parental permission or the permission of their guardian. You can't take them on a field trip off campus, for example, without that kind of permission from their parent or guardian. But here they're going to treat them with a transition plan, plan without even notifying their parents.
It's hard to decide where the gross violation of parental rights begins and the reckless endangerment of children here ends. This is effectively a policy that endorses child abuse. I mean, injecting these children with hormone blocking drugs and puberty blocking drugs, which we know studies have shown is extremely harmful to children, and to allow them to do that to your kids, to these sexually confused children in school, it's unconscionable. I can't even imagine it. I assume that the lawsuits will be forthcoming here.
But this also includes the majority of the other students, teachers, and employees are now forced to adopt these beliefs of these gender-confused children, and they can only use their chosen gender pronouns. The gender-confused students are now allowed to stay in the same room when you're doing these overnight athletic trips and that kind of thing.
So you have a boy that's actually able to stay in the girls' hotel room.
Because he says he's a boy, mm-hmm. right? Or uses that restroom.
Locker room, shower room.
Right. So it's forcing all this on these other students, these majority students, putting them in this position as
well. So the students have to use the pronoun of that person's choice.
Right.
And the staff and teachers have to use the pronoun of that person's choice. And the parents cannot be notified.
Right. And this was adopted.
So at school, these kids can say, a boy can say, I want to be called a she. But as strange as it sounds, some people want to be called they. That's right, plural.
Yeah.
That
Z
a boy,
or
that they're neither male nor female, that they're Z or something else. In fact, there was a woman who was ordained in a church up in the Illinois area, and the person who was ordaining her, the woman who was ordaining her, was part of the United Methodist Church. And as she's praying for this other woman who's being ordained, she's referring her as they. You know, instead of bless her, bless they. Anoint her, no, it's anoint they. So you wanted to have they as her pronoun of choice.
They are legion.
I know. It's like, you know, it makes you go back to the New Testament where you had the person talking about legion.
Yeah, but back to the school though, you've got, say, I send my daughter to this school and she can expect to have a biological boy in her bathroom or if she's on an overnight trip.
I can only imagine.
But this was adopted by the school board, guys. The school board adopted this.
So this policy 259 and its administrative regulation permits staff to create a social and medical, quote, transition, close quote, plan for students who are gender confused and want hormone drug injections and gender reassignment surgery. In other words, invasive plastic surgery. The policy permits the school to coordinate with healthcare providers and licensed professionals to seek Medicaid funding and to file health insurance claims, all without informing the parents or legal guardians until it's too late to reverse the process.
I can only imagine the outrage parents are feeling right now. I'm the father of three teenage children, two young teenage girls, eighth grade and ninth grade. And as Christians, they are taught not to lie. This is a perfect instance where I would hope and believe that these parents and these children at the school would engage in civil disobedience. My daughters would not be staying in a hotel room on an athletic trip with boys pretending to be girls. My children would not lie to some young girl who says, call me they, or call me he, or call right. me Bob, or whatever. My children would not lie. That is a lie. To lie to them is to sin. They would not engage this mass delusion, and that's what the whole transgender nonsense is. It is a mass delusion, and it's Orwellian in its implications and in its application.
You know, we had one parent, not in this particular school district, but in another area, contact us. Her daughter, who was 14 at the time, wanted to become a boy, and this same kind of situation, without her permission, was given the hormone treatment, was given a mastectomy, and is now going through full genital reconstruction. And the mother is just, she's heartbroken that this is her precious daughter that has been so brainwashed and confused about who God has created her to be into some kind of a monster.
Yeah, you know, the hormone block at this age, you have to begin with hormone blocking medication. In other words, if they're a woman and they're producing estrogen, you have to give them a medication that blocks the production of estrogen, or for a boy, that blocks the production of testosterone. That affects their growth. That affects their maturity. That has consequences on their height, their weight, their development, and their fertility. It can make you infertile. So what they are doing is, in many cases, irreversible. This is even before you start taking high dosages of the hormone that you want to identify with. So you're giving a girl hormone blocking medications to stop the production of estrogen, and then you're giving the medication of testosterone to ultimately alter that girl's appearance and look and so forth. It is dangerous. And obviously, if you're going to begin this road of medication, you're going to have to continue taking that kind of medication for the high levels of hormones for the rest of your life. Otherwise, your body will take back over and begin to start with the normal production of estrogen and testosterone. But in some cases, you could become infertile. But it's definitely going to affect your growth, your maturity, your development physically, mentally, and emotionally. Then to take them the next level, to develop a plan to coordinate with healthcare providers and so-called licensed professionals to even seek Medicaid funding. I don't even know how they can do that.
I know.
Without their parents'
without
consent.
Parents. Yeah.
Without
not
their parents' knowledge. How would they even present them to Medicaid for funding and to file health insurance claims? This is, Matt, it's absolutely mind-boggling.
And if it's taken to fruition, if these children continue on with this, ultimately they will be surgically sterilized.
Right.
Think about
right.
that for a minute. It is abuse. I believe it's got to be. It's unlawful. I think it will be challenged. It should be challenged.
And this is not why parents send their children to school, folks.
No, and you know, I have no doubt, but it's unfortunate that this would happen, that one of these children going through this ultimately, at some point in time down the road, we'll turn around and sue this school as they should. But unfortunately, mm-hmm. by that time, there could be and will be irreparable harm and injury to that young boy or that young
or
girl.
Or even death, yeah.
Or even death. This is the Haverford Township School District in Haverton, Pennsylvania. So if you know of that school, I encourage you to contact them and let your opinion be known. Find out what's happening in your school. This sounds so bizarre, and it is, but it may be happening in your own school as well. Contact Liberty Counsel for more information. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Remember to pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel. And go to lc.org, go to the donate page where you can donate and pledge your monthly support to Liberty Counsel. You can also go to our online store for a lot of other educational information, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.